Welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's Lights Out.
And away we go. Do we really not have any intro though?
Not really. No. But I do have an intro. Ferrari, you're annoying.
Should we title it? Should we just say Ferrari, you're annoying?
Yeah, Ferrari, you're annoying. Why would you make us all excited about having an all blue livery and, you know, get Leclerc and Sainz to both be wearing all blue helmets and all blue race suits and then give us that rubbish?
Yeah, that's absolutely terrible. Terrible behavior, but
it's awful behavior. That's very Ferrari behavior.
Yeah, yeah. I think, to be fair, I said last episode that I think it'll just be a little bit of blue because there's no chance they'll change it. But we were all secretly hoping for like a nice blue. It wasn't even a nice blue.
No,
it was HP blue.
Stupid HP.
Like that.
Yeah.
It just looked so bad.
It's awful. And it was so boring. Like,
yeah.
They could have made it so exciting on the, like,
they could have done so many things.
Just all blue. Just make it all blue. It would have just been the coolest thing and everyone would have loved it. And but you messed up there.
I'm sure there's some really nice renders out there with like proper all blue Ferrari.
Yeah.
That would have looked so good.
Dynaco blue Ferrari. Yeah.
It'll be like if Lightning McQueen just changes wheel arches to blue.
Yeah.
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 It's terrible. It genuinely looked terrible.
Awful.
But on the flip side, I don't know how you feel about it, but I quite like the Miami Visa Cash App Red Bull.
Yeah, me too.
Do you know what it reminded me of? Do you know what? I thought I was looking at like a tropical can of Red Bull.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I do know what you mean. I was thinking more of like one of those ice lollies or like, I don't know. I don't know what those ice lollies are called. I don't know why. To me, it looks like one of those ice lollies.
A Tropicana ice lolly.
Or like a Tropicana ice lolly or something like that. I don't know. No, really cool.
I think it looked really cool. They nailed it. That's what they did. I did not expect Racing Bulls to come up with a really cool Miami livery. I thought Ferrari would be the ones who'd come up with something really cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because there was not. I didn't feel like there was anything teased.
No, there wasn't.
No, there wasn't. They just came up with a unreal livery.
Yeah, just a ridiculously cool livery. Yeah, Love that. Well done, Visa Cash App, something.
V-Carb, thank you. Well done on that. You did a good job.
Love that.
Speaking of V-Carb, Daniel Ricciardo, ever since getting his new chassis, he's really proven me wrong.
He has. You've sort of eaten your own words, haven't you?
Yeah. I sort of have eaten my...
He's driving well.
He's driving well. Well, he drove really well in the sprint. P4 in quali and P4 in the race.
Yeah.
Unreal. And he just sort of fell off in the...
He fell off
qualifying. Yeah, it was like 18. Where did he come in the actual...
15th in the actual
15th.
Race.
Yeah.
So yes, I guess he did drop off again. Where was his team?
Is he just like the most inconsistent person?
Oh, Sonoda's up in P7, I guess.
Yeah. So is he just like the most inconsistent?
Maybe at the moment. Yeah, you might be right. I mean, but like you say, as an overall weekend.
Good weekend.
Mm. A little bit annoying about the race. But then again, if you were to... It was a really good race and I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
If you look at who is the top 10, I mean, you're not going to expect him to be racing up there.
But you would expect him to be where Sonoda is.
I mean, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Like, but then, like, yeah, actually, some teams are being a little bit surprising, actually. Like the Haas, obviously, they weren't, you know, super, super slow.
Yeah.
Obviously, like you say, in the sprint race, Hamilton and Magnussen, which we'll go on to,
yeah,
they were... You know, they were fairly close. I mean, a little bit dodgy, but it is what it is. Yeah. We can go on to that if you want.
Yeah. Well, Haas are doing well, to be fair. They're getting...
For a Haas, they're doing well.
For a Haas, yeah, they're actually doing... Especially if you think about it, Haas, everyone thought were going to be terrible in pre-season. Everyone put them last. Yeah. I think literally everyone put them last.
Yeah, I think we did as well.
Yeah. And they're like, who's last now? Probably Alpine or Williams.
I think Williams
are last. But yeah, Haas are doing sick. To be fair to them, but I mean,
say that K-Mag 19.
Yeah,
race.
Well, I mean, I don't really like what K-Mag was doing in the sprint race.
Extraordinarily dangerous. I didn't actually watch the sprint race because I was at a festival.
Uh-huh. Show off.
What can you do? Just such a party guy.
Imagine having a social life outside of F1. Couldn't be me.
Never.
No.
You You missed the race.
I also missed the race. I did actually.
I missed part of the race. You missed part of the race.
I missed part of the race until I heard things, and then I was like, I have to switch this on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those who didn't watch the sprint,
yeah,
Magnussen was purposely basically cheating because the penalties didn't matter because Hülkenberg was getting a big enough gap where he's going to get points for the team. So he would like cut the chicane just before the DRS point so that his gap between him and Hamilton was larger so that he could just easily get away.
Yeah.
If anyone tried to pass him, he'll dive bomb him back, kick him off the road, hold him up.
It's dirty driving.
He's incredibly dirty and incredibly dangerous. Incredibly dangerous.
Yeah. Because Lewis was going to come past many times.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, he was... As they said, getting the elbows out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a terrible showing, but bring back the drive-through penalty. So this is what I don't get about F1. You're giving him, because Magnussen, right? He's taking those penalties because it doesn't really matter because he's still going to hold up the other drivers.
Yeah.
So why not bring back the drive-through penalty, which was a penalty given where you have to drive through the pit lane within three laps?
That's a good one.
That's
a good one.
It makes sense, right?
When did that stop?
I don't actually know when it stopped. To be honest, I completely forgot about it until I watched this race. And then I was like, why don't they just make them go through the pit lane?
How many incidents do you have to go through the pit lane?
It would be instead of a 10-second penalty.
Instead of a 10-second penalty.
Instead of a 10-second race penalty.
Yeah. So only 10 seconds.
Yeah, no, it's a drive-through.
Okay.
And then anything more serious was a 10-second stop-and-go penalty.
Okay.
Where you stopped in your pit stop for 10 seconds, then went.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Because then you don't have drivers who are purposely cheating. So, they're not going to purposely cheat. They have to go through the pit lane. So then they're not going to hold up the other driver.
And they have to do it within three laps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. And if they want to do a post-race penalty, maybe give a 5 or 10 second on-track penalty.
Yeah.
But if they know it's a blatant penalty, like it was during the Grand Prix, they haven't waited till after the race.
Yeah.
Give them a drive-through penalty. They're not going to, he's not going to end up holding up Hamilton for more than three laps before he has to go in.
Okay, that's fine. So let's say it is in the last three laps of the race.
Then it's a time penalty.
Then it would just be the time penalty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You could still
mess up someone's race.
Yeah, it was, from what I remember, and this might not be an F1, it could be a different sport that had it, but you would, if you got a drive-through penalty in the last three laps and you couldn't serve it, you'd get 20 seconds added on because the pit lane would take 20 seconds. So that's how much time you're losing.
Okay.
So they would do it like that.
Okay.
But yeah,
well, I think I'm going to bring that back just because of how annoying K-Mag was.
Yeah. Bring it back. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'm happy. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm absolutely fine. That's fine by me. It sounds like a good enough punishment.
Right. Once again, we've fixed Formula One.
We have.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think we should run Formula One.
I think we should.
The It's Like That podcast should run Formula One.
Yeah.
Get the FIA.
Yeah.
Because they're messing it all up.
Sprints. How do you feel about them?
In what sense?
Context. So we've talked about this before.
I like them.
You like the sprints, how they are?
I like the sprints.
Yeah. See?
Why?
I want to reverse grid the top 10 still. We talked about this last year.
I'm happy
with that. Yeah, yeah, so,
but I like the fact that they're doing more racing. I think the more racing, the better. It doesn't matter. If they were to go, let's do a whole race on a Saturday and you can have a whole brand new car on a Sunday and do a second race, I'd be like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just want more racing. So... Yeah. But yeah, we can do the reverse grid thing.
I think the reverse grid thing will be cool. I think it's making sprints a bit more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or, so that basically what it will be is if you get into SQ3, you then, I don't know, how would it work? No, maybe you just do qualifying for the race.
Yeah.
And then the top 10 are just reversed for the sprint.
Yeah.
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 It's a bit hard though. I guess what team would want to have, it would feel like a penalty for the teams, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So how do we fix that?
Purposely P10.
Yeah, if you're someone like Ricardo, gets P10, gets through to Q3, doesn't bother going out and doing a lap, so then he's P10 for the race, but then P1 for the sprint.
Yeah.
8 points.
Well, unless you did a point system for both qualifying and the race that equaled out. So depending on where you ended up in qualifying and where you ended up in the race, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So let's say you came fifth in the quali, which meant and then you end up finished the sprint race fifth would be a certain amount of points. Do you know what I mean?
Are we overcomplicating?
We might be.
Yeah, we might be.
We're trying to figure out a problem that isn't an issue.
Or there's no qualifying for sprints. It's just reverse championship order.
Just the hot every time.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't stand back a championship.
I mean, that would be some exciting racing because you'd find a lot of passing and a lot of battles.
Yeah.
So that's always a good idea. That's always not a bad idea. I think it depends. I think these sort of things you have to really try. Yeah. I feel like you can't know.
You've got to try. And the lower teams would battle each other. Like, they battle hard because they would really want to keep those points.
True.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah.
So they would battle quite hard.
Yeah.
And maybe the upper teams might not, they wouldn't take more risks. They don't want to break their car before the race.
Yeah.
So, and you can't
it'd be very tactical.
Yeah. You couldn't sandbag your own world championship, because if you did well in the sprint, you get eight. Let's say you win the sprint and you're Williams, you get 8 points. So then you're no longer going to be starting in first place for the next sprint, because you've got the points. Other people haven't got points.
Yeah.
So you couldn't actually sandbag it either.
No.
You can maybe sandbag for the first sprint.
It's really hard. It all sounds really good when we put it like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I feel like somehow it wouldn't work out like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but.
Yeah, I think reverse grid, the reverse championship order sprints could work, potentially.
Potentially.
Yeah. Or
I think they'll just try it. They got, like, do you know what I mean? I feel like they should just try it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if the championship's over, when the championship's over.
Yeah.
Just try it. See what happens.
Or could you do a third driver champion? So you could only submit your third drivers.
Again, we were talking about that again.
Yeah, we have. We
thought about that. Your third driver drives.
Reserve drivers
drive the sprints.
Yeah. That could be kind of cool.
That would be great.
You can see Antonelli drive. He was he was testing in a Mercedes, wasn't he? Can we go in an F1 car?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the issue is you might not have
a budget.
Yeah, you need to sort the budget out.
You need to give higher budgets to teams.
Yeah.
You need to give every team.
Or a third driver budget that was flat specific. Across, maybe. Yeah, then you'd have to have a new seat for the car. They might not have the super license points to actually be in F1 like Antonelli.
Yeah.
So he technically wouldn't be allowed to race.
They can figure that out.
Yeah. I don't want to run F1 anymore.
No. It's too much to think about. This is hard.
We retire. I retire from F1. It's fine.
FIA, you can keep it.
Yeah, we'll just go back to slating them online where they can't hurt us.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because remember, if you're behind the screen, they can't get you.
Yeah, they can't get you. Yes. that was a random tangent.
It was. Should we just talk about the best thing that happened?
Oh, the greatest
thing. Let's talk about the best thing that happened.
Kieran, can you pass over the hat?
Let's get the hat.
We need to get the
hat. You can wear the hat.
Can I wear the hat? Yes. Oh, no.
Wait.
Okay.
That's a joke.
Okay.
I've got a big head, don't I?
You've got a big head.
But you've got a small head.
I have a very small head, but you have a big head. But...
can we just... I think...
No, that matters. So, for everyone who's actually just listening and wondering what is happening...
JJ's putting a McLaren hat on.
I'm putting a McLaren hat on. And
it's a lovely McLaren hat. Really nice one.
Lovely. It was a gift as well, to be fair.
Because Lando Norris is a legend.
Lando Norris is a goat.
Oh my goodness me. I mean, I was jumping around.
Oh my, in my living room. So happy.
I was so happy.
Oh.
What a drive.
Do you know what it was as well? He won that on pace.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, like, okay, got lucky with the safety car, but the only reason he was lucky with the safety car was he had the pace to stay on those tires.
He was
go longer.
He gapped Verstappen.
Yeah.
He gapped him.
Yeah. He did a Verstappen on Verstappen.
On Verstappen.
Yeah.
And to be fair, what I really like about that as well is, you know, Verstappen was happy for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like that.
Very happy.
They're good mates. So you know he was like, my guy.
Yeah, yeah. Verstappen was like, he's like the first one to applaud him as he went past. And then when he came out of the car, he was celebrating.
Yeah, you know, they
went on a night out later.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%. I can't remember who was talking to Lando. They were like, I think it was about Lewis. And Lewis was like, he can't leave tonight. He's got to go out. He's got to go and have a good time. It's his first ever race win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. What a moment.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Zach Brown, he was in there. He was having an interview. And Zach Brown came over. He's like, I've scheduled the plane to go tomorrow instead.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've got to enjoy it. Yeah. Because that's
Oh, so good.
Some drivers will never, ever get that.
No.
Some drivers will never, ever get that.
And I thought Lando Norris would never, ever get that.
He did. He did. He said it, didn't he? You said it.
I said Lando Norris won't win a McLaren.
Actually, no, you said to me, do you think he will win a race? And I instantly went, yes, he will. And you went, yeah, he probably will. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, probably. I think I said the same thing about, I have a feeling George Russell would never get a point. Where it's like they felt so cursed up to that point.
Yeah.
That you're like, they just need something to break it. And then once they break it and then start doing well.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
So the upgrades that McLaren brought.
Yeah.
It was like. Were immense.
Yeah. They did. It was like the whole car, every single bit of the car had upgrades. Piastri only had half the upgrades Norris did.
Yeah.
Again, which is why Piastri in the first stint, he was keeping up with Verstappen.
Yeah. He was, his race was great at the start. Yeah.
It was. Very, very impressive.
Mate. McLaren have genuinely saved Formula One for the past couple of seasons.
Yeah. Last season
from being so awful to then being so good compared to Red Bull, but compared to everyone else, making the racing exciting. And then this year as well, bringing these great upgrades in them. Do you know what I mean? They've made things interesting.
They have. They've made things interesting. And to be fair, Ferrari have made things interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside of the livery department for this race.
Yeah.
Really makes me mad. Yeah.
But yes, Ferrari, obviously, they're the next closest team.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
You could tell Leclerc was a little bit annoyed that he wasn't in that position to win. He's gone very long now without winning. Sainz has won two.
He has.
Norris has won. They both times Sainz won. He outpaced Leclerc. So that's on Leclerc, realistically.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
And then Norris again, he's going to feel like, oh, if I was just in that position, if I'd just gone a bit longer, he was ahead of Norris before that.
Yeah.
The pit stops. I could tell he was a little bit annoyed.
Here's something I saw this week. I think this was very controversial. Is Charles Leclerc overrated? I don't want to say anything right now.
Is Charles Leclerc overrated? Right, because we put Charles Leclerc in top four, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. We put him in probably fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We put him in fourth, okay. Is he overrated? No.
Okay.
Because he is the only person to have come in. He came into Ferrari. He came into Sauber. No, came into Ferrari in 2019.
Yeah.
Beat Vettel on pure pace.
Yeah.
And who else has been his teammates? He's beat Carlos Sainz.
And that's pretty much it.
He's been Vettel and then Carlos Sainz. Yeah. Yeah, to be fair, he's beat Vettel on pure pace and everyone was like, Vettel is very, very good.
Yeah.
At the time. Vettel was coming off two seasons of being in, not his prime, but Vettel was coming off two fast seasons.
Yeah.
Whether his confidence was knocked, yeah. But he beat Vettel in 2019.
Yeah, he did.
He is unbelievably quick in qualifying. The fastest qualifier on the grid. Probably one of the best qualifiers I've ever seen.
Yeah.
A very Senna-like style with like, he's always snapping, always correcting the car.
So
are we now
saying, so you're saying no.
No, but
I agree with you. Yeah. I don't think he's overrated. I don't think he's underrated. I just think he's rated.
I think he's rated fairly.
I think he's just rated fairly.
I think that
because I've seen a couple of things that said, well, he's overrated, Sainz is faster now and all this stuff.
No, I don't think Sainz is faster. I think Sainz is a very hard number two to go against.
Yeah.
I think he doesn't have a team that's like he does have a team that favors him. He doesn't have he definitely makes mistakes. That's his issue.
He's not consistent.
His issue is he makes mistakes because he's over pushing the car.
Yep.
He doesn't. But I still think that it's because he hasn't had that maturity of doing a long season. And he just doesn't have the maturity.
Yeah.
He's not had a teammate. I think Lewis Hamilton being his teammate is going to be so helpful for him. I think he'll learn a lot from Lewis.
He will.
Yeah.
And I think every second driver to Lewis has learned a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you look at a lot of the times that Carlos Sainz beat Leclerc in like 2022 and 2023 and 2024.
Yeah.
Especially in 2022, it was almost always Ferrari messing up Leclerc's strategy.
True.
They've definitely got better at it now, but I think there's a lot of times...
They've settled.
Yeah, there's a lot of times that Ferrari mess up, but there's no way you're having that many pole positions against a car that's so dominant like the Red Bull without being rapid.
Without being... Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
That's good.
But I guess Lando Norris is so good. Do you say Lando Norris is... Who's better? Okay. Who is better, Lando Norris or Charles Leclerc?
Oh, my word.
That's a tough one.
This season, you have to say Lando.
Yes.
This season.
Yeah.
Not even just because he won that race.
Mm.
With the car he's got and what he's done this year so far for the team, I would say overall, Lando has been a better driver this year. And also, I feel like the race now adds to the fact that he's been better.
Yeah.
He's been on the podium. That's a good question. Who's been on the podium most this year?
Leclerc.
Out of those two.
Leclerc has been on the podium almost every race.
He wasn't in China.
So that's the only race he hasn't been on the podium?
He wasn't in Japan.
Was he not?
No. He was in Australia.
It was definitely the first three.
He was in Saudi.
Yeah. And Australia. And Bahrain he was.
He wasn't in Bahrain.
He wasn't in Bahrain. Did Leclerc finish top four in every race? Has he finished fourth?
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. Leclerc's finished top four in every race.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Lando P3.
Okay.
P5.
You know what? Kieran actually said this to me before.
I would say, by the way, before you do, I still think Leclerc is a better driver overall.
Yeah.
But I think Lando's having a better season, especially now that he's won that race.
Okay.
And Leclerc hasn't won a race yet.
A big stat, actually, is Leclerc has a 12% win rate from pole position. Actually, this is going back to the Leclerc debate. Sorry, sidetracking a little bit.
By all means.
Going back to the Leclerc debate, he has a 12% win rate from pole position. Do you blame him for that? Or do you think that he has that because of the situation he's in? And when I mean the situation he's in, is he's out qualifying the car and then Red Bull are unbelievably fast in the
race pace is just ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, is Leclerc at fault for having a 12% win rate?
No.
No.
No, not at all. Because, like you say, he's completely outperforming the car in quali. You would obviously, as a team, always rather your race pace be faster than your quali pace.
Yeah.
Always, because that's the most important bit. So, and like you say, last year, they made so many mistakes. Like the Ferrari as a team just made so, so many mistakes.
Yeah.
Can't blame Leclerc for those. So, no, I really, really don't.
Yeah. You know,
also, it's hard, it's hard between Lando and Leclerc. They're obviously in different situations, different cars. And that's a really good question.
Yeah. Because again, Leclerc got the most pole positions in 2019, when Mercedes were the best car in the race.
Yeah.
Most pole positions in 2022 when Red Bull were the best car in the race.
Yeah.
Most pole positions in 2023 when Red Bull were the fastest car in the race.
Yeah, that is unbelievable.
So actually, maybe 2023, maybe Verstappen got more. But I do think Leclerc got the pole position trophy for that.
Really?
So
that's quite a stat. Yeah.
I think if anything, Leclerc's 12% win percentage is almost a good thing for Leclerc because it shows that he's getting pole positions in a car that's not the fastest car.
And so you know that it's him that's winning those races and not...
Yeah, getting poles.
Yeah.
Not winning. It's unfortunately not.
Yeah, exactly.
88% of the time it's not.
Yes. Oh.
To sidetrack from that, now with everything we've chatted about, Lando Norris versus Charles Leclerc, who is winning?
Leclerc overall. Oh wait, this season.
Over, so 2025, they both get in.
So that all again.
So just overall, who's the better driver?
Leclerc.
Yeah. So if they were having a battle in the same car in 2025, if it was Norris who went to Ferrari, who would come out on top?
Yeah, Leclerc.
You say Leclerc?
I would think so. Like you say, though, they can... You said this last week. Lando has a mistake in him, Mm. Oh, no, sorry. No, Leclerc has a mistake in him. Lando might not necessarily have the bottle.
Yeah.
Only this race is the one where he's properly kept his bottle. But there's other times when he's not kept his bottle. Yeah. So it's whether you, they're both, I don't think there's much in their pace.
Yeah.
It just depends on either, I think, whether one's going to bottle it or one's, well, either, actually.
Yeah.
Either are going to bottle it, I think. Who's got the bowl?
Who's got the bottle?
Who's got the bottle for me, but I would still just very slightly put Leclerc
above it. Yeah. I would, you know what, as well? We've seen Leclerc in a championship scenario. So he has championship fighting experience briefly in 2022.
Yeah.
Norris doesn't have that.
Doesn't have that.
It would be interesting to see Lando Norris in a championship battle.
It would.
Yeah.
Would he keep it? Would he keep his bottle?
Because he did bottle a couple of times when Piastri started catching him. And you know what? Kieran said this to me this today, and he was like, I want to chat about this in the podcast. He said Lando Norris didn't actually have a great weekend.
No, he didn't.
For someone who had only half the upgrades, Piastri beat him in qualifying, if I'm not mistaken, and maybe the sprint got taken out,
so he couldn't really do much about that.
But it wasn't like he had a perfect weekend.
No, apart from that.
And he had great pace, but again, Piastri was actually ahead in keeping Norris at Verstappen, you know, relatively at bay.
Yep.
And then it was from the safety car, taking nothing away that Lando actually had the pace and stuff. But it wasn't like Lando had a perfect weekend. He had enough pace and was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Because of his pace.
It feels like the planets aligned a little bit.
It did.
A bit for him.
A little bit.
You need that sometimes. Yeah. You really, really do.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. When the safety car came out and I saw that, you know, it was going to be Verstappen and, you know, when is Lando going to go? When are you going to go? I was genuinely thinking he can't. I genuinely didn't think at that time that he was going to be able to stay ahead.
No,
I thought it was going to be, you know, give it maybe two laps maybe and then, you know, DRS and then.
Yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't believe it. When it got to like 3 seconds, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
4 seconds. I was like, oh my God. I was like, the pace.
He got to 5 seconds and I put it in the group chat. I was like, I think he's got this.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, it's increasing and it's not like Verstappen saving tires. Like he had no answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my heart, my God, my heart.
Oh my, I was really like struggling.
Even in the last two laps, I mean, he was clear in the last two laps and my heart was going, don't bother.
Yeah.
Don't bother.
I was just like, Lando, please slow down. Slow down, slow down.
Please. It was what a moment.
And do you know what? It's just Lando no wins is gone. And I'm so happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, what was he? Was 15, wasn't he? 15
podiums without
winning. And now he's not.
He's got a win. He's got his first win.
Crazy weekend. It was a good race. I really enjoyed the race.
Yeah, Miami had a good race.
Weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Strange weekend.
I think they must have done something with the DRS zones or something. Because there was more overtaking this time, I feel like.
There was some really good overtakes, really good battles as well. Really enjoyed the race.
Yeah, it was a good race.
There was a lot going on.
It was interesting that Verstappen looked quite uncomfortable with the car.
He did. He literally slating the car. When he was basically five seconds behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
mate,
you're literally still in the best car there.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was struggling with it. He didn't look like he had the car underneath him.
No, he didn't.
He was still fast enough for P2 convincingly.
Yeah, convincingly. Yeah.
But I remember when Hamilton would complain about the car when he would be in P2. It's because you should, in a car that fast where you always have it underneath you, you should be blowing everyone away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he made a mistake. He hit into the bollard.
He did hit into the bollard. I love what he said in the interview.
What did he say?
Oh my God. He said, didn't like the bollard. Like, just didn't like it. Thought we'd hit it, get out of the way for everyone. And now everyone's having a good time. And I was like, that's actually pretty good. The guy's like, what happened with the bollard? Yeah. He's just given absolutely no answer apart from didn't like it.
Yeah.
That is brilliant media training.
No, mate. Max is actually really funny sometimes. He said, there was a quote. Didn't he say something about like, If my mother had balls, she'd be my dad.
She'd be my dad.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
It was so funny. It's so funny.
So good.
Oh, that was good.
Is it weird that we're starting to like Max a little bit?
I actually quite like Do you know what? I don't like Red Bull. Like, I would like Max outside of Red Bull. I just think Red Bull is extremely toxic. It's exactly the same as when Vettel was in Red Bull. I feel like Red Bull is such a toxic environment that I hated Vettel. Mm. He comes out of Red Bull, I'm like, oh my God, this guy's like the nicest guy.
Yeah.
It's the same with Max. I think he's a really good guy. It's just Red Bull is so toxic. And now it's imploding on itself anyway.
Well, yeah possibly. We'll see. Yeah, well, possibly. It is.
It is,
but it hasn't blown up enough yet.
Yeah.
Needs more.
Yeah.
Needs more blowing up.
Needs more blow.
Needs more blow. Cut that out.
Cool.
Any,
I think that's everything to be fair with the race.
Another random one. Have you seen the new V12 Ferrari that's come out? It's called literally called the 12 cylinder.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
It's not for me.
It looks very much like they've taken the styling from the SP3 Daytona.
Yeah,
and they've
it's not for me.
For me, it was almost like another Ferrari. Not surprised. But they haven't updated the V12 in a while, have they? Because is this going to replace the 812 Superfast?
The 812 Superfast is so... Yeah. And no need.
I feel like
facelift of it, but you don't need a whole new thing.
Okay. To be fair, I disagree with that. I think that it is nice to have a new generation of car. I don't think it was enough time between the 812 Competizione and this car.
And this.
Yeah. But I felt like the F12 had the TDF. There was time. There was time between the F12 TDF to settle, become a great car. You had the 599 GTB.
Yeah.
Again, bit of time between that before the F12 came out. And it was like the world is now ready for the next car. They're ready for the 812. And then this is just like, why have they just released another V12? Like, it doesn't feel right.
But then again, do you not think that it would have been better if they had... Well, I guess there are different... They could have, instead of an 812, they could have made it... Instead of an 812, they could have made it like the 850. So just basically did the same car, but just added more power. So you know how like there's the 720S?
Yeah.
And then there's like 720S LT.
Yeah.
And then there's the 765 LT. Yeah. I like that.
See, I just...
It's basically the same car, but just uplifted. Like, I don't know.
I like the difference. And I feel like the faster version is the Competizione. They did the 812 Competizione.
But did they actually add any power to that?
Oh, I wonder.
Or did they just strip it out? Because if they just stripped it out...
No, it's a pumped-up version with a 789 brake horsepower engine. So it's pumped-up.
So 812 doesn't actually mean 812 horsepower?
No, 812 means something else.
Oh, okay.
I don't actually...
I thought that was the point.
No, 812 doesn't mean...
Oh, okay, yeah. Me.
But no, I think... Okay, to be fair, right... To be fair, it's been 4 years since the... It's only been 4 years, actually. I was going to change my... It's only been 4 years since the 812
came out. That's not long at all.
So they've done an 812, they've done a special version of an 812, and then they've done the new version launched in 4 years. It should be 4 years between the 812 and the Competizione, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I think Ferrari...
Nobody ever looks at an 812 and goes, oh, looks dated that.
No, it's my favorite Ferrari.
Yeah.
Genuinely, it's my favorite Ferrari.
100%.
Naturally aspirated V12 engine.
Yeah.
Grand Tourer. It's a gorgeous car.
Yeah.
So nice. Yeah.
Unnecessary, in my opinion.
I agree. Very unnecessary.
I'd still have a TDF. I'd still have an F12 TDF.
I love the F12 TDF.
Brilliant.
I think, obviously, in the yellow that it launched in, it's just so nice. Anyway.
I want it in blue.
Yeah, TDF blue.
I want it in blue.
You get it in TDF blue.
No, I just want to get it in blue just to protest about the fact that I didn't bring out a blue car this week in Miami. I'm going to paint it HP blue and go, that's the way it should have looked.
That will teach Enzo.
That will teach Enzo.
He's rolling in his grave.
Yeah. Idiots.
Right, we're going to play a new game. Build the perfect driver. The game is we've got to build a perfect driver by taking someone's qualifying pace, someone's race start off the line and first corner finesse, race management. So that's just your race pace. So that's tire management, fuel management, engine management, all those sorts of things, overtaking and defending. It's a draft as well. So I can't pick Hamilton for quali, race management, overtaking and defending, and he can't pick.
But why?
Because it's a draft. So we have to pick one driver for each. And if I pick Hamilton, Adam can't pick Hamilton. If Adam picks Leclerc, I can't pick Leclerc.
You'll get it.
Makes sense?
You'll get it.
Good.
We've got it.
We got it. Right.
Please let me go first.
Kieran, can you flip a coin on your iPad for whoever goes first?
No, can I go first?
No.
Do we have to do it in this order? Quali, race start, race management, or any order?
So we can do any order.
Any order.
Yeah. Okay. So for building your perfect driver.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool, heads or tails?
Tails, please.
Yeah, Adam won. He gets it first.
Thing. Do you know why?
I bet he wrote that.
Do you know why? Yeah, he wrote that. Do you know why? Because on an iPad, yeah, the heads isn't, it's not, you know, normally heads is like heavier.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas that actually will be 50-50.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Because, you know, head's heavier.
Yeah. So, you know, when you flip a coin, it's more likely to actually end up on heads. Because the head side of the coin is slightly heavier.
Oh, because it's outdented. Yeah, that makes sense.
Did you know that?
I didn't know.
Did you not know that? Yeah. But on there, it'll be 50-50.
If the heavier sides land, it lands face down and you flip it up. Yeah, that makes sense. Because the heavier side is down. And
you flip face down and then...
Also, you should always go heads.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I always go heads, but I did go tails on that one because I knew it wasn't.
Wait, that's such a big deal because when you know, like in sports, like in the NFL and stuff, if you get the touchdown, then what are you doing?
Jesus, well, I'm sure this is true.
Do you specialize coins?
Yeah, is heads more likely to come up when flipping? Okay. Let me just, because I've just completely made
it. No, it's fine. We can keep it in.
The idea that coin tosses aren't inherently fair has a lot of support.
Oh, mate, it's probably going to be.
One study of the university is the slight bias in favor of the side facing up, because this means the coin facing upwards
is more. Just, it doesn't matter.
We're
going to take what you said as.
I'm an idiot.
I'm going to make it into a room.
Anyway, I'm first.
Yeah, so you're going first.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So you can pick between quali, race start, race management, overtaking or defending.
I mean, obviously the top big two.
Yeah.
At the moment. The top three, Alonso, Lewis and Verstappen. You can basically pick, but it just depends on, but I feel like if I because we spoke about quali earlier.
Yeah,
I'm going to take Leclerc off because then that means at least I've still got one of Verstappen or Lewis, which depending on whatever you say next. Because you do you know what I mean?
Smart.
I'm taking quali, Charles Leclerc.
Do you know what's really annoying is I wanted to go quali, Charles Leclerc, because I feel like that's one of the few things where a driver is fairly standout over the rest of the field.
I've nailed that.
Mm-hmm. So,
because you're going to say probably either Lewis or Verstappen now, but I can then just choose the other for whatever you say.
No, because I'm going to quali George Russell, another excellent qualifier.
That's fine. Because then I could, yeah, okay, cool.
So you still get them, but you have to still make the decision.
Okay.
George Russell, by the way, is a phenomenal qualifier and a bit underrated.
Absolutely. Especially in the Williams. Mate, in the Williams, he was unbelievable.
Well, he beats Hamilton qualifying most of the time.
Yeah. Okay, this is possibly. No, actually, I don't think he is. I'm going to put Lewis Hamilton for my race management.
Okay.
Because I think his race management and his tyre management is top, top draw.
Fair. I agree. I think Lewis's race pace is unreal. I'm going to go Verstappen, obviously, for race management.
Cool.
Because he's the only other proper choice for that.
Cool. Okay.
Oh, I know what I want to do next. Oh, I know it. I know what I want to do.
For my overtaking,
yeah,
I'm going to go... No, for my defending, I'm going to go Alonso.
I hate you. That's what I wanted to do. Yeah. No.
Yeah. His defending is a joke.
No, I want to do Alonso defending because he's so good at defending.
So good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That, that's...
But the thing is, even if I said one of the others, you still couldn't have had Alonso because I was going to have Alonso next because he's still good at all of these, but...
No, I was going to go Alonso defending anyway.
Okay, well, it's mine now.
Okay.
I'm nailing this right now.
Alonso defending. Okay. I'm just trying to think through the grids. So here we got Norris, we've got Piastri, we've got Charles Leclerc. No, we're not going to look there. We've got Sainz, Perez. Both Mercedes are gone.
Norris.
Yeah, yeah. Lance Stroll. okay.
This is where it's got harder.
Yeah, this is
because hard. We have gone through the top six. Top five.
We've taken five very good drivers off the board. I'm going to go overtaking. No, but I can't.
This is good.
This is tough because I'm going to go overtaking Daniel Ricciardo.
It's a good one.
Last of the late breakers.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I'm going overtaking Daniel Ricciardo.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I'm going to take
Ricky Bob.
Ricky Bob.
Ricky Bob.
So I need race start off the line.
And you also need overtaking.
And overtaking.
Where is the race start?
Who's a very brave driver that loves a cheeky overtake?
It's tough.
They all do, but I'm just, do you know what? I'm just going to throw signs out there for the race start. Race start is hard now because race start is pretty bang on because you don't see many race starts mess up these days.
Apart from Lewis Hamilton.
Yes.
But
I'm going to go signs.
Signs, okay.
Signs is my race start.
Carlos Sainz is race start. You're right. You don't see many bad race starts. I think Alonso is notoriously a very good race starter.
Yeah. What have you got left?
I've got defending. You've got
race start and defending.
Defending. Who's had to? Alexander Albon defending.
Hmm.
I'm taking Alexander Albon for defending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is good.
He's good.
Okay, and then for my overtaking, I'll take Lando.
Yeah.
I'll take Lando.
I wouldn't really say he's an overtaker.
He's not, but...
He is and he isn't.
He is, but he isn't. Yeah. They all are, but aren't. Yeah.
He did win Overtake of the Year a few years back, if you didn't hear that.
5-1.
Yeah, Kieran said that. Race start. I've not got to pick someone who has a bad race start. Who usually gains positions in a race start?
I've won this.
Who?
Haven't I? I've won this. Doesn't matter.
Who wins it? Who?
For a race start.
Race start. Valtteri Bottas. Yeah. So Kieran came in with a big assist there. If you didn't hear
that, is a huge assist.
Kieran came in with a huge assist.
That's a huge assist.
But he said Valtteri Bottas because Valtteri Bottas has the fastest race start ever, which he definitely didn't mean, even though he says he means it was Japan 2019, right? Was it 2019 Japan? I think
this is one where he literally it was like. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But the thing is, right, everyone's like, wow, his race starts so good. If you watch the footage, Vettel slightly jumps it and stops. And because he does that, Bottas lets go, but times it perfectly. So I don't buy it. Bottas didn't mean it.
Why have you put him in here then?
He still has the fastest race start, so I'm going to take him.
Fair enough. Okay.
And he he's not going to crash at a race start. He's got experience.
True.
Yeah.
True. Okay, I will give you my list. This is my final list for my building my perfect driver, my qualifying, my qualifying or statistics or whatever it is. What do I say?
Just your
attributes.
Your qualifying pace.
My qualifying pace will be Leclerc.
Yeah.
My
when there.
Race start. Man, I've won this. My race start off the line is signed. You might. Let's see. My race management will be Lewis. My overtaking is Lando and my defending is Alonso.
Yeah. Okay. My qualifying is Russell. Underrated qualifier. He still is very good. My race starts are Bottas because he has the fastest race start ever.
He's a cheat. Anyway, come on.
My race pace and race management is Verstappen, who is the best at the moment. In that Red Bull, at least, he's the best 100%. At the moment. My overtaking, last of the late breakers, Daniel Ricciardo. And my defending is Alex Albon. If we were to go head to head here, right?
I win. I feel like.
Okay, so you win qualifying.
I win qualifying.
Yeah.
Do you genuinely think because of that one thing that Bottas is a better?
He also has got more experience. He hasn't crashed. Okay. I feel like it's very hard to judge. I feel like the one thing we can judge it on is the fastest race start.
Okay, so yeah. One all.
One all.
Race management.
This is tough, but I think Max wins.
Okay, so we're doing this build from at this very moment.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
I think Max is in his prime.
Fine.
Yeah. Lewis is definitely aging and heading out of that prime. Yes. Lewis's prime was 2018, 2019, realistically.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
overtaking. Oh, maybe you do win then. No. This year.
This year.
Okay. This year, Lando has been better than Ricciardo.
Yeah, Ricciardo.
I'm in there. Ricardo Alonso is a better defender than Albon this year as well.
Alonso is a better defender. Ricardo is a worse overtaker. So you win...
this year. So it's 3-2.
Yeah.
It's ended 3-2.
Okay. Final vote. Kieron, who do you think wins?
Yes! Get in! And also, if we were doing that on just general all-round...
Yeah, you have a... If that was a team of drivers, then yeah.
Yeah. Just like... No, but like all-round history-wise of like... the top driver. I've got more top drivers there than you do.
Yeah. If it was over a history, the only one I'd win in is... Well, I'd win in two still. If it was history, I'd win...
Oh, Bottas over Sainz.
And Ricciardo is better over.
And Ricciardo.
Yeah. So I'd still... It's still 3-2. 3-2,
actually. Yeah, good point.
You just win in slightly different categories.
Good point.
Yeah.
I feel like going first there had a big, big advantage for me.
I think it did.
Which I'm very
proud. I think it did.
Very happy with.
Wait, how many drivers do we pick? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do we do it again
with the other 10? I won't know who to pick.
Wait. Should we do building the worst driver? Right. Yeah, should we do it? A draft. I'll go first this time.
Cool. So for Polly.
How do I pick Stroll for all of them?
How do I pick Logan Sargeant for all of mine?
Okay. Right. Quali pace. Stroll.
Perfect.
I'm picking Stroll for
quali.
He
is a very good bad driver at quali.
He's weirdly very bad at quali.
Okay, well, I'm going to go Logan Sargeant.
I'm so stupid.
No, actually, no. No.
Do you know what? I thought that... I thought we had to go quali, then race management and stuff like that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, no. Basically, I thought we had to go in, like, in order. I thought we had to go, both have to pick quali, both have to pick race start, like that. I was just being dumb. I forgot that we could pick.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
But I did say that, didn't I? In the thing, I was like,
am I allowed to restart? Pick
whatever. Absolutely not.
Because I made a mistake. No. Oh, okay. You're going to do race management sergeant.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I've
already lost.
You have.
But anyway, I'm still going to pick a worse driver. I'm going to say, defending.
This is so harsh.
Magnussen.
Yes. Just a straight up cheat.
Yeah. I'm putting Magnussen in.
Okay. For my overtaking, I'm taking... Let me just get the...
We're overtaking. Who is the worst overtaker on the grid?
Oh, who did we say last week was the only person to not have a single overtake for the whole...
I'm not saying anything.
It was...
I'm not saying anything.
was it Magnussen? It was Gasly.
No, yes,
Gasly. Thank you. No. That's what he's there for. See, he's there. It's Gasly. I'm overtaking Gasly.
Okay, so
thank you very much, Kieran. You're the man.
Overtaking. Okay, I'm going to pick someone.
That's so funny.
Okay, I'm going to do race pace. Race pace, who am I doing? Do you know what? It's going to sound really stupid. But in comparison to his teammate, I'm doing this. Sergio Perez for race pace.
Oh, it's a good
in
shout.
In comparison to his teammate,
it's a good terrible. Yeah. Fair play to you, pal.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. You like the pick.
I like that pick. I'm gutted. I didn't think I'd... wouldn't have thought of that.
I'm gonna have a lot. We're gonna have a lot of angry Mexicans in our comment section.
Tough. okay. So, for quali, I'm going Hulkenberg.
Hulkenberg
for quali.
I think that's a terrible pick. I think he's actually quite good at qualifying.
I don't know who else to pick. Like, you're not going to pick Piastri. Or I should have picked Guanyu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should have picked Guanyu. It's too late now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Albon's had his moments. Stroll, obviously, you've taken. Sargeant taken. Magnussen taken. Maybe Bottas. No, because we can't pick Bottas, can we?
Yeah, Bottas actually used to be a good qualifier.
He did, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going...
I feel like they all have their moments in quali sometimes.
I think they all do. I'm actually going to do... So, race start off the line and we've got overtaking. For overtaking, I'm going to do Esteban Ocon because he loves to collide with people all the time, especially Alonso. So Esteban Ocon and his teammates. Esteban Ocon just loves hitting his teammates. So he's going in my overtaking slot.
Okay. I'll have Tsunoda. Have I done that?
You have defending and starts.
Oh, sorry. For defending, I'll have Yuki.
I'll have Yuki. Yeah.
I feel like he's also the sort of person to get in an accident. Do you know what I mean?
Yuki, I was actually picking between him and Yuki.
Yeah, I feel like Yuki's also the sort of person that would turn in at a bad side.
Yeah. I agree. And then finally, my starts.
Okay.
Who am I going for my starts? Starts is a hard one. Like, off the
because
line.
Like you say, this year, you can't, no one's really struggling.
I'm just going to go
Zhou Guanyu. My
starts.
Okay, well, I have to pick.
Yes, actually, I'm going Zhou Guanyu because of Hungary 2023, where he qualified sixth and then just went back to like almost last on the first lap.
Yeah, fair enough.
So yeah, I'm going Guanyu.
And who's the only person we haven't chosen?
Piastri. Oscar Piastri.
And now I've got that for...
Your starts.
My starts.
Yeah.
Mean. Fair. Which I couldn't choose anyone else, so... No, it is what it is.
Building the worst driver.
The worst driver. Keep in mind, we weren't allowed to use the ones we've used for our best driver. So we had to choose these ones.
Yeah. So building the worst driver. Qualifying pace. Lance Stroll.
Four.
I've got race starts, Zhou Guanyu.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yep. Poor.
Race pace.
Yep.
Compared to his teammate.
Yep.
Sergio Perez.
Good job.
Absolutely terrible compared to Max.
Awful.
Definitely not because Max is really good or anything.
No.
Overtaking. Esteban Ocon.
Yep.
Esteban Ocon. I've got nothing more to say about that.
No, we wouldn't. Yeah, anyway.
And defending.
Yep.
It's got to be K-Mag.
It's got to be K-Mag.
Yeah. He's getting disqualified.
The biggest cheat on the grid right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And my worst driver. It's Hulkenberg in qualifying, even though we were a little bit meh on that one.
Yeah.
Piastri for the start.
Yeah.
Sargeant, because to be honest, I don't know if he's ever actually finished a race in his life.
On time, at least.
On time. Gasly for my overtakes, because I don't think he's done a single one yet. Well,
he has now.
He has now. But before Miami, he'd not passed a single person the whole season so far. And for my defending, because he'll probably smack someone into a wall. Yuki Tsunoda.
Nice.
Who wins?
I think F1 loses. That's a good one.
Good point.
That's a good one. I think qualifying, Hulkenberg is actually a good qualifier. So I think that's an L.
Might be a little bit. Yeah. Somewhere.
Piastri's actually a really good driver. You just got stuck with him.
It was the last.
I'm winning the first two.
Yeah.
You are winning race pace.
100%.
And you're winning race pace by a sizable margin.
Yeah.
100%. Overtaking, you've either got someone who never overtakes or someone who always crashes. I think you win overtaking, but I win 100%. Defending. So I think it's 3-2 me.
Okay. Are you proud of that?
I am very proud that I built the worst driver.
Well, I was proud about the fact that I did the best driver.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm glad you're proud of that.
Yeah.
And I have no jealousy about your pride in the fact that you've won that one.
As Kieran says, I think the only loser here is F1.
It's Formula One.
Cool. All right. We've been filming for an hour.
We have. We're knackered.
Yes. It's been a very good episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Please keep subscribing.
Yep.
We've noticed all the new subscribers coming in.
We have.
Very welcome. Very welcome. Hope you enjoy.
Yes,
like, comment, subscribe, whatever. Check us out on YouTube.
Yep.
Instagram, TikTok. I sometimes randomly do the odd post on LinkedIn if you really care. Sometimes I post.
No, no.
But check us out on basically Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. It's been like